These are your latest Newcastle headlines, kicking off with fitness updates ahead of the big game against Stoke. Fabrizio Colaccini is amongst a group of seven players with varying degrees of probability that they'll be available for selection against the Potters. The Newcastle captain has now returned to training after suffering the calf injury at La Manga, but faces a late fitness test before Steve McLaren knows he is available. With a crucial Bournemouth game only 3 days later, it can be assumed that if there are any doubts, they will hold him back for that match. Now, there is better news regarding Dutch pair Vernon Anita and Sam De Jong, both available again after their respective injuries, though it's hard to see either making the starting 11. However, it's a different story with both Jack Colback and Paul Dummett, who are also now up for selection with 12 games remaining. Cheick Tiote appeared to be Steve McLaren's preference alongside Jonjo Shelvey, but it looks as though Colback would get the nod if Tiote is absent. Meanwhile, Steve McLaren has been speaking out and believes if they show enough character and fight over the remaining games, they will not go down. McLaren has declared that he has a very good squad at Newcastle and the talent is there. But now they've got to show it over the remaining games. He said the group is a relatively very good squad all round, very good, the talent is in there. If we show character and fight in the next 12 games, we will be okay. If we don't show character and fight, then it will be touch and go. It's in our hands. We play all the teams in and around us. You can have all the talent in the world, but we have to show that character and fight, and we have to grind out results and find a way to win on the road.